planet starve and many more do not get enough to eat. You must now be familiar with the reports of the famine in Ethiopia, where the weather has been so dry the crops fail, where the people are so hungry they have to walk many miles to the nearest relief station, where there might be food if people have been generous. In any one station, at least 40 people a day die, totally shriveled. They have the energy to brush away the flies that are waiting for their meal. These people are the victims of our Western governments. In Britain alone, there are massive great food stores where surplus grain sits. In the EC, there are food mountains. In America, farmers are paid to destroy part of their harvest, while big corporations plunder the third world countries at the expense of the natives. Why is this? Economics, the science of greed, that which says people must pay Western prices for their food. Naturally, starving countries can't afford this, especially when their government takes the best first. The Western governments have plenty of money. They tax us on our income, and they tax us on what we buy. They take the money we have worked for and use it to buy arms. They would rather be able to destroy the world 12 instead of 10 times over than transport surplus food to those who die. Indeed, they become ill through obesity. Must we tolerate these obscenities? And soon even we may be starving because of their taxes. Some people don't see the connections between big business and destruction. The biggest murderers are McDonald's. Not only do they breed and slaughter millions of cattle, great rainforests are pulled down to make way for grazing ground. This destroys hundreds of unique species each time, not to mention the fact that we need the trees to produce oxygen for the planet. Many birds in North America migrate to these forests, and arriving and finding no forest, they die. The dropping population of birds means more insects, and the Americans' only answer to that is pesticide. We all know about factories who manufacture pesticide. You know about Union Carbide. They're an American company who set up dangerous plants where if anything goes wrong, it doesn't matter. Nearly 3,000 Indians are now dead due to their callousness. Thousands of strokes and injuries that will never heal. Innocent people who have done nothing, whose life is not easy. Why? So America can steal food from the starving millions. Nearly all big business is based on exploitation of the worst kinds. Cosmetic companies use dead animals to make their products, then poison many more by feeding it to them, with the end result of encouraging sexism by convincing men and women to look the same as each other. Advertising promotes this, and advertising of any kind usually portrays women as a sex object only, there to be raped. Drug companies like Roche and ICI claim to invent new drugs to cure imagined diseases. Thousands die at the hands of their useless research. They try to make drugs to cure heart disease, which was originally caused by the sufferer eating meat and dairy products to excess. Booker McConnell own everything from butchers to health shops. As long as the cash rolls in, who cares? Other companies who make machinery and domestic appliances, like Thorny MI, also make defence gadgetry. British Aerospace specialise in fighters in favour of passenger jets. Governments pay more for weaponry than domestic consumers pay for domestic items. That's why many, many companies worldwide clamour for defence orders. Some would go bankrupt without them. The final industry, uranium mining, sponsored in Britain by Otisen, plunders the landscape, kills the wildlife, exploits the natives and gives them cancer. The product makes bombs to kill all and is used for nuclear fuel. The kind of power that produces waste which can be pumped into the sea in Cumbria. Deformed babies and children dying of leukemia are coincidences, we are told. How many more lies must we listen to?